The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Lord, be on my mind, be on my lips, and in my heart. On the first day of the week, I lied. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" And he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man will meet you, carrying a jar of water. Follow him. Wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large upper room, furnished and ready. Make the preparations for us there." And the disciples went off and entered the city and found it just as he had told them. And they prepared the Passover. And while they were eating, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, gave it to them, and said, Take it. This is my body." And then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. Amen, I say to you, I shall not drink again the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." And then, after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. The Gospel of the Lord. Today's feast is the feast of the body and blood of Christ. It is the feast where the church sets aside on a day, Sunday, one of the most important days, this feast, so that we can better take time to appreciate what happens every Sunday. You know, our Catholic belief is difficult. Our Catholic belief is that in this sacrament of the Eucharist, in the bread and the wine, Jesus is truly present. It is his body and blood. Now, many these days don't share that belief and will say it's only symbolic. But that is not the belief of the Catholic Church. As a matter of fact, we even go further and say that the Eucharist is the source and the summit of our life. Think about that. That is a bold statement. It's heresy, in a way, because Jesus is the source and summit of our life. He is our Savior. The only way this statement is true is if the Eucharist is Jesus, truly. And Jesus, born 2,000 years ago, still present today, because God knows no time in this Eucharist. And so every time we gather, it is Jesus that gathers us, Jesus that feeds us with his very self. Therefore, it is the source and the summit of our life. And to the modern mind, to those not steeped in Scripture and tradition, this does seem like a very hard teaching. And many have walked away from it. And you know what? I understand that. And I even sympathize. Because in my own life, I have come a long way, but it's been a hard belief for me. I was a scientist, an engineer, and this doesn't make a lot of sense. But as I've had the privilege as a priest to be taught and also the time to pursue, to become more steeped in the scripture and the tradition, I now have a stronger faith and belief because, unlike what the world will say today, it doesn't make sense. It makes so much sense. It's much more believable once you know the history and the scripture and the tradition. For example, it is the fathers of the church teaching as early as 100 AD that this is truly the presence of God. It even goes back to scripture, the road to Emmaus. The disciples recognized a risen Lord in the breaking of the bread. It's all through the Acts of the Apostles that the disciples celebrated the breaking of the bread. St. Paul teaches that Christ is present, and this is truly his body and blood, and we should discern that when we receive it. The fathers of the church talked about it being Christ truly present, even to the extent that non-Christians accused Christians of a cult practicing cannibalism. It's not cannibalism. But for those who didn't understand, the belief of the early church was so strong that this truly was Jesus' body and blood, meaning his true presence, his soul and divinity, that they thought Christians were cannibals. The scripture is very powerful and explains why Jesus did this. In the gospel today, we hear a very interesting introduction. The disciples say, "Where do you want to celebrate the Passover?" And he tells them to go into the city and you'll find a person with a jar. He will enter a room, say to the master of the house, the master wants to celebrate Passover, and he'll let you do it. How did Jesus know all that? Is it because of his divine knowledge? That's very possible. But another explanation, might not be true, but is that Jesus arranged for all that to happen. Because this was an intentional act that he set out to do before he died, the night before he died, he intentionally created the new and everlasting Passover. And so, for the Jewish people, the Passover was the celebration of the first covenant. It was the most sacred day on their calendar when God miraculously delivered his people from slavery in Egypt through the 10th plague, the blood of the lamb, through the Red Sea, escaping Pharaoh, through the desert, fed them with manna and brought them to the promised land. And before that first Passover, God gave the people the prescription to celebrate it perpetually, year after year, so that they would always remember. This is the new Passover, the new covenant. And it's based on the first covenant, but it is the true Passover of which the first covenant only tried to teach us about. Because it is at this supper, before the actual sacrifice of Christ, that God again gives us the prescription to remember this and make it present for all time. Jesus, as God, is giving us the command to celebrate this Passover so that his actual sacrifice the next day may be present to us. And just like in the first Passover, it was the blood of the Lamb that saved the people. It is the blood of Christ, the Lamb of God, his death and resurrection that saves us. And Jesus says something at the Last Supper that's hard to understand for the Jewish people. He says, "Drink this blood." One of the most strongest commands of the Old Testament was never to drink blood, because blood contained life, and life belongs to God. But for the first time, Jesus changes that command. Why? Because he is sharing with us life that does belong to God, but now is inviting us to partake and to receive his life, which is everlasting life. And Jesus says, "Take the bread. It is my body." For the Jewish person, the bread brings back two strong symbols or memories. One of them you're familiar with, the bread of manna through the desert that led the Israelites to the promised land. But also, for the Jewish people, the bread would symbolize the bread of presence, always in the temple. Because after Moses received the Ten Commandments, it is in Exodus chapter 24 that on the mountain, Moses sat with God, in the presence of God, and ate and drank. And so the manna, the Jewish people believed, was the bread of presence that Moses ate on the mountain. And that it leads us up the mountain to heaven, where we will once again enjoy the fullness of the banquet. And so Jesus says, this is the bread of my presence to guide us through life and of which we will partake fully in heaven. Jesus is God. He does not know time. God is beyond time. The past, the present, the future are all present eternally. And so this sacrament is the perpetuation through all time of his life, death, and resurrection. And he says, this is my body, not this will be my body. And as the priest says those words again, it is the one sacrifice of Christ present through all time. And just as the Jewish people would eat the sacrifice after the priest offered it so that they could receive the benefits of the sacrifice, so too we are offered to eat and to drink, coming forward to truly receive Christ, his life, death, and resurrection, the benefits of that sacrifice. And it's an offering, it's a gift that we receive. God has given us a precious gift, the perpetuation of that one sacrifice, just as truly as if we had lived 2,000 years ago, is this sacrifice, if we have eyes of faith. And the Lord invites us to partake. And so, is it a hard belief? Yes, it is. But for me, it is the center of our faith, because God is never something or someone we can fully understand. And God wants us to come forward in faith and to trust that what he said is true. This is my body. This is my blood. Do this in memory of me. And when we do that, we invite the saving sacrifice of Christ into our life. We have faith and submit our action and our lives to him. And we who are joined to him, and he joined to us, if we die a death like his in faith and trust, we too, joined to him still, will rise. And so this bread is Christ's presence. It's a great gift, and we still come forward in faith, no matter how much sense it may make, once we understand what Christ truly intentionally did, so that we may share in salvation by this Eucharist today.